Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 28, 2012, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I want to remind everyone of the four More Success Team contests that we are currently running. Of course, the first contest, we're going to be giving away two new mini iPads during the month of January, so we just have just the first few days of this week. There's actually going to be two separate categories. One mini iPad is going to be awarded based on recruiting. The other is based on membership sold, and associates are eligible to participate in both categories, but no more than one iPad awarded per associate. The rules to be eligible for the drawing and the recruiting contest, all you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is recruit two or more associates during the month of January. You must qualify for Performance Club, register for the convention, and for a More Success Team breakout. The rules to be eligible for the drawing and the membership sold contest, five or more individual memberships during the month of January, qualify for Performance Club, be registered for the convention, and be registered for the breakout. Again, we're going to be announcing this contest, the two contest winners, on next Monday night, February 4th, More Success Team Call. So you've got through the end of the month here to qualify for that drawing. The second contest is actually for the first 100 associates that are registered for a More Success Team breakout session that will be in Oklahoma City during the convention. The first ticket drawn is actually be for $250. The second ticket drawn will be for $100. And, of course, the winners must be present at the breakout to receive the cash. All you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is go to www.moresuccessteam.com, pre-register. I will tell you this, there are only six spots left, so after this call tonight, that will be full. So if you're going to be there, be at the breakout, make sure and go and get that registered. It's the first 100. There's only six slots left. So the contest will actually be ending this week. The third contest, the top More Success Team leader, winner of the Legal Shield Destiny Now contest, is going to receive a $500 cash bonus, plus free tickets are going to be awarded for all the winning team members to the More Success Team breakout. If you've already gone and prepaid for your tickets, then we will actually just refund that money to you. Of course, you have to be at the breakout in order to receive. And the fourth contest, from January through March, the top recruiter on the More Success Team will receive a $500 cash prize at the breakout session. So those four contests are running right now. We're very, very excited about them. I also want to let everyone know that February the 15th and 16th, Mr. Ken Moore and Randy Moore, myself, are going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico at the Super Saturday there. So hopefully we'll see many of you at that event. Now to introduce some exciting news about some new associate training, I actually want to go to one of the top executive directors on our More Success Team. He's actually achieved the level of Platinum IV Executive Director. He's a $250,000 ring earner. He's a Millionaire Club member and a regional manager in the state of Utah, and that is Mr. Chris Hughes. Mr. Chris, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I listened to that. That's some great training. I'd like for you to share that with the team.
Absolutely. Be happy to. Thank you, Mr. Moore, very much for the invitation to be here tonight, and hello, More Success Team family. For years, Randy, I've wanted to have something that I could give a brand new associate where I could get into their head and into their heart and, really begin to inoculate them against some of the things that we know every associate is going to face. For example, we know every associate is probably going to go home and talk to their spouse and get kicked in the teeth. You know, we know that they're going to fail at trying to explain the business briefing or the luncheon or whatever it is that, whatever it was that they saw. We also know that, people deal with the pyramid concern and, that whole thing. Most people don't know how to handle that. Most people start in our profession with a lot of trepidation. Our industry, direct sales, network marketing, I would say across the board, it doesn't have the best reputation. And the reason why it doesn't have the best reputation is because of all the bozos out there that do it the wrong way. And I use that gently and with love. you know, there's so many amateurs. You know, one of the good things about our business is anyone can join. One of the bad things about our business is anyone can join. One of the good things about our business is that new people can recruit new people who can recruit new people. But one of the bad things about our business is that new people can recruit new people who can recruit new people. And so the thought was, you know, how can we educate, inoculate, give them a sense of pride about this decision that they've made, about the industry that we're a part of, the success that's being had out there. And I just sat down a few weeks ago, you know, and started writing a script. And I wanted to get it down to about 30 minutes, and we did that and created a CD. We had thousands of CDs made, and I sent them to leaders all across the country, and the feedback has been really astounding. I know the Amelias absolutely love it, and the Coins went bananas over it. Of course, the More Success team and my brothers and our team leaders. And so feedback's been great. The early success has been great. People are using it, which is awesome. But so here's what we've done, Randy, is, you know, those CDs are expensive, especially when you start buying them by the hundreds and the thousands. And within Legal Shield, we can't, you know, sell something that hasn't been put out by corporate. But I talked to Patrick Hodges and got his blessing to be able to utilize this as a team training for our entire team. He said, absolutely, Chris. He's like, you can train your team on whatever you want to train your team on. So I said, great, you know, thank you. I know Alan Fernley has it in his hands and is excited to listen to it and give me feedback. So anyway, so what I did is I'm thinking, how can we get this into the hands of everybody, you know? I mean, we can't sell the DVDs. We can't put them on Video Plus where people can buy them. And the Coins, actually Teresa Coin, gave me a great idea. She said, Chris, why don't you put it on a recorded call? That way, everybody nationwide, your whole team, wherever they may be, you know, whole from the Moors all the way down, can call in and listen to it. So that's exactly what we did. So now it's on our Sizzle call line, and I'm going to give you all that phone number so that you have it. It's area code 512-404-2330. Again, 512-404-2330. And you'll hear the options when you get on there. Option one is a membership presentation. Option number two is a business opportunity presentation. And option number three is the new associate training. And I just call it welcome to the business. It's just a new associate training. It's about 30 minutes long. And so here's how it's intended to be used, team, is when you recruit somebody new. So I just recruited my good friend tonight, Steve and Dee Dee Hogg, and immediately upon recruiting them, what we're teaching people to say and to do is say, okay, listen, on your way home from the luncheon, on your way home from the briefing, on your way home from the private business reception, you know, wherever you recruited them, on your way home, dial this number. Don't talk to anyone. Don't do anything. Even if you have to sit in your driveway for an extra 5 or 10 minutes when you get home or when you get back to the office, finish this audio. It will help you get on the right track. And we're just getting commitment, you know, kind of having fun with this. So they're jumping in their car. They're brand new. They may have buyer's remorse. They may be scared about what their spouse is going to say, what their friends are going to say. And, you know, is this a good business? Is this a bad? You know, they don't know. They're so young. Remember when we were new? You know how it is. And, yeah, you're excited on the one hand, but you're so cautious and trepidatious on the other hand and a little bit worried. Well, this audio has been crafted, and you'll see what I mean. It crescendos. It starts out kind of slow, and by the end of the audio, I am pounding on their heart. I am pulling their heartstrings and getting them to really realize that not only should they do this business, but they got to do this business. And they get buy-in that way, you know, psychological, emotional buy-in. Now they're way more vested in the business than they would have been without that training. They're way more excited about the business than they would have been without that training. And I've done, you know, several three-way calls with brand new associates over the last week. And, you know, I might tell them, you know, hey, be sure you use the tools or make sure, you know, whatever it is. And they go, oh, yeah, I dialed this number last night on the way home from the business briefing, and I learned that. You know, they may not even know it's me. I don't know. But very, very cool, and I'm just super excited about it. Love the idea of all of us, through using this one tool, that we can immediately after recruiting someone, we can wrap a robe around them. You know, we can squeeze them. We can hug them all the way home, which is usually where we lose a lot of people. They start to worry, you know, should I have done that? And then they get home and their spouse says, now what did you do? Well, it's this legal thing and it's identity theft and what? That doesn't even sound legal. And what did you do and why did you do that? See, they're going to be able to avoid all of that nonsense and get a big fat group hug all the way to their house or all the way to their office or wherever it is that they're going. So really excited about it, Randy. I hope that everybody will use it. And I know that if you will, that you'll be getting your associates off on the right foot. And I think we can lock them in the business much better that way. So with that said, I'm going to pass the call back over to you, sir.
Well, Mr. Hughes, the best part of that, besides it being you doing a wonderful job, is it's free, right? It doesn't cost anything. Encourage everyone on your teams, ladies and gentlemen, to use that. Again, we appreciate you being on. We appreciate the time and effort you put into that, Mr. Hughes. You really showed your leadership when you put that together. Ladies and gentlemen, there are only three spots left as I'm watching this still up. There's only three slots left on the breakout for the drawing, so go to moresuccessteam.com. That will finish filling up before the end of the call. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He is a Platinum Four Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our More Success team now after over 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what, Randy? First of all, I got to congratulate Chris. That's real teamwork to put something together, put it out so the whole team can do it. And, of course, he's a great speaker and motivator, as everyone knows, so I want to personally thank him. But, you know, Randy, this gentleman, I've been studying a lot about him. He's such a great speaker. He's a great motivator. He's a great worker. But, you know, this gentleman, in his first 5 days in the business, with no car and riding the bus, he made over $1,000. You know, that is outstanding to do that. No car, the bus. So you tell me you can't do this business? You know, the truth about it is he's made Platinum Executive Director, and he has his $100,000 ring. He was one of the top five youth pastors in the United States. He just put out a wonderful CD series. Saying, my business is God's business. He's a family man. He's just a real trooper and the kind of person you'd like to be around and have. It's my honor to introduce him tonight, Randy, because he also has his own business run, and he has three children he's raising, and I could go on and on. Family man, godly man, great legal shield man, and our friend, Mr. Jermaine Johnson.
Yes, sir. Oh, can you hear me, sir?
Hear you loud and clear, and we're so happy you're on the call tonight.
Great, great, great. And I do apologize. I think the only thing that we didn't discuss is how long do you want me to share. So I'll be brief, if that's all right.
You take your liberty, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir. And I'll tell you, honestly, it's an honor to even be on this call to be in the likes of Ken Moore and Randy Moore and Jeremy Moore and the Pinsons and all the other leaders on this call, Chris Hughes. I mean, really. But Ken Moore himself, I mean, really, he has forgotten more than I'll ever know in this industry. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to even be asked. I'm humbled to be asked to even share on this call. I heard someone say, though, what's the difference between a little shot and a big shot? Well, really, a little shot is just a big shot that kept on shooting. And so I'm a little shot. That's all I am. But I just keep on shooting no matter what. And so for those of you, you can see my story on YouTube, so I'm going to forego some of that. So I'll give you the story underneath all of the story. And I'm that guy. I don't do all of the fluff. I don't embellish anything. I like to keep it real. But, again, I thank you for the introduction to the entire The More team. I love you all. But everybody on the line, guys, look, hey, the truth of the story is basically I'm that type of person that I've overcome adversity, and I always give a definition of being blessed. I'm just blessed. And to be blessed is the uncanny innate ability to succeed over adversity. You should write that down. To be blessed is the uncanny innate ability to succeed over adversity. And I've been through hell and high water since I got into this business January 31st, 2001. But I know that faith never tested is faith that can't be trusted. You should write that down, too. Faith never tested is faith that can't be trusted. And so I don't like to be around people that haven't been through anything. And as a leader, look, I could never lead a person where I have so never been. And so I've been through it all. And so I got involved in this business January 31st, 2001. I stayed at the manager position for over a year because some of you on the call, you may be SAM. SAM, S-A-M, it stands for Stuff at Manager. Some of you, you may be SAD. That stands for Stuck at Director. Well, I was stuck. I was stuck at the manager position for over a year, home in foreclosure. Honestly, I had to sell my 66 Mustang to keep all the briefing going. And, really, all the core team quit on me. But I just kept showing up because I had a fast start trainer back in the day, Dave Stecky, the late, great Dave Stecky. He said, if you stick and stay, you'll get your pay. And 90% of your success is in just showing up. And so I just kept showing up. And so I continued to do that. But then a year later, I'm going to Oklahoma City, and y'all should write this down, because I did not want to go to Oklahoma City. But I truly believe that some people go MIA, missing in action, because of their lack of MIA. I'll say it again. I believe that some people go MIA, missing in action, because of their lack of MIA. And see, what that other MIA stands for is motivation, information, and association. And when you go to the big event, you can't help but to get motivated. When you see a Ken Moore on the Legends panel, or the three generations or four generations of say, the Moore team and the Hughes organization, I mean, all of these, this is generational wealth. You cannot help but to get motivated. And then you get the information. You see the attorneys come up on the stage, and you see the mailman that went to the millionaire, the mall worker that went to the millionaire. You see the bus or the butcher that went to the millionaire. You can't help but to get the information. But then the associations. Guys, just hanging out around these people. And so I went there a year later, stuck at the manager position. But it was at that convention I heard Harlan Stonecipher say, look, over the next 90 days, draw a line in the sand, put your head down, and go to work. But then it was at that convention I heard also Paul J. Meyer say, in this business you must be daring, bold, audacious, and slightly obnoxious. And so here's what we did. We made a decision. And the word decision is from Latin. It comes from de and cadere. It means to cut apart from everything else. There are no other alternatives. And I truly believe that some people do not have the success that they could have in this business because they have too many options. They have other alternatives. And so I just cut away from everything else. I made a decision. And we went on a 90-day run as a team and said, you know what? We're going to go from the manager position to executive director. Now, I need to tell you this part of the story because I truly believe that some people don't appreciate where they are because they don't know where they come from. See, I was at the manager position, and I skipped over director. I've never wore a director's pin. We went on an ED run in 90 days, 90 days. You can change your business in 90 days. I'm an example and a testament of that. We went on a run for 90 days, and that next convention, and I know the Moore team, you can all remember, we were in Philadelphia 2002. And I said, we got to get it just done. And the team said, we got to get it done. And here's a hint for those of you trying to grow a team. If you put your team's goals above yours, then they will do everything to get you to the top. And so it was never about me going executive director. It was always about them. I never said, I want to go ED. The team said, look, we're going to get you to ED. And so we went on a 90-day run. Now, I need you to understand, when I went executive director, it cost $249 to come into the business. It was 75 membership sales to go executive director. We did not have identity theft. It took 120 people to make a director. I need you to really appreciate where we are right now, because some of you are looking at ED like it's so hard. If you knew the way we had it back in the day. I'm telling you, and we had a VHS tape. It was a brick. And so I made a down payment. I borrowed half of my rent, and I bought a GoED kit. And I said, you know what, I'm going to get these 50 bricks, and we're going ED. And the team, they took some of the cassettes out of the bricks, and I took the VHS tapes, and we went on an ED run. Now, from that point, and just to shorten the entire story, I have these things called quantum leaps in my business. I skipped from the ED position. I skipped from ED to silver. I skipped over bronze. I went from silver to platinum. I skipped over gold. Now, pay attention to this. In my income, my first year, I made $4,600. My second year, I jumped from $4,600 to $43,000. My third year, I jumped from $4,600 to $43,000 to $88,000. My fourth year, I had a horrible year. I went through a divorce. I went from $4,600 to $43,000 to $88,000 to $92,000. Now, if I were you, I would say, what did you do between the $4,600 and the $43,000? I need that type of an increase in my business. And then there's some of you on the call that's saying, hey, look, what did you do from $43,000 to $88,000? And then there's another group of you here on the call saying, look, Mr. J, what did you build those first 3 years to still pay you out $92,000 when you're going through divorce, a year of hell, storm is going on in your life? What did you do? Okay, well, I'm glad you asked me. Very quickly. Here's the first thing I need all of you to do. If you're not driving, I need everybody to look back over their shoulder. Look over your shoulder quickly. Okay, now turn back in the right direction or the original direction. Okay, that's the first thing. One, you never look back again. That's the last time you ever look back. That's the first thing. Two, I need all of you to actually look at your associations, because your associations do more on you than you do on them. I need you to get around some people that can feed your faith instead of some people that are starving your vision. Get away from those people that have those dwarf dreams. I need you to give some people what we call the gift of goodbye. It isn't that I don't like you. It isn't that I don't love you. But right now, we're not going the same direction. You're watching too much TV. You gossip too much. You cuss too much. I can't do that. I can't hang around you for the next 90 days because I have some dreams and some goals. So, one, I changed my associations very quickly. Two, I turned up my activity. One, I found out I was not doing three-way calls and no three-ways and no paydays. Two, we went on PBR Blitz. I don't know why we got away from private business receptions, but that's all that we were ever taught, and you can talk to Papa Moore and all of them. We were always taught to get in the house and get them paid. Get in the house and get them paid. This is a show business. That's all it is. It's a show business, and if you make the calls to get the appointments to add value, you'll get the sale. That's all it is. And so we just begin to pick it up, talk it up, hang it up. Pick it up, talk it up, hang it up. We blew those phones up, and we said, look, we're doing a drive-by. We're coming over tonight to play the tape, to play the DVD. And so we turned up our activity because this is a home-based business, but it is not a home-bound business. I'll say it again. It's a home-based business. It isn't a home-bound business. So you got to get out. You got to go out and meet some people. See, but then in your activity, pay attention to this, you've got to get a work ethic with a point to prove. So I'm going to challenge all of you all. What is the point you're trying to prove? because for years in Legal Shield, we've been teaching you got to get a why. You got a why, and why is an acronym for what's hurting you. But all of us have had a why, but sometimes that why has just not been strong enough. So now I'll take it a step further. What's your need? You have a need, that thing that you've been praying about, that if it doesn't happen this year, you don't know what you're going to do. It's fine. You kept the home out of foreclosure, but still you're having headaches trying to keep it. What's your need right now? And then it goes deeper than your need. Because some of you on this call, you need to get some fight. What's your fight? See, I like to be around people that like to fight. I know the Moors, I know they love God, but I know they're not scared to fight. What's your fight? When I say fight, who's that person you want to prove wrong? Who's that? Jim Rohn said it's okay to get some revenge. Who's that boss that fired you? You want to go get your BMW and park it in a parking space and say, tow it if you want to. I can afford to get it out now. I need you to get some fight. You know you have some family members that said you won't be successful. You didn't go to college. You went to a junior college. You dropped out of school. You won't be the one to be the millionaire in the family. Who's that person you want to prove wrong? That's some fight. And then three, I know I've already said a couple of points, but here, I'll do the rest of these quickly. But this is how I did it. This is how I've had those quantum leaps in my business. The third element is your personal development. Your personal development. You see, I always say, and in the words of Chris Hughes, you want to discipline your disappointments and distract your distractions. Well, how do you discipline your disappointments? That's through your personal development. How do you distract your distractions? It's through my second point there, your activity. So my third point, personal development. You want to OD on PD. You want to work more on yourself than you do this business. Leaders are readers, and you want to read. And if you're not the type that likes to read, then get it on CD or audio. I'll tell you, it was hard to read How to Win Friends and Influence People. It was hard, but I got it on audio. I still fell asleep a couple of times on that, but I got it in me. No matter what, come hook or crook, hell or high water, you've got to do the personal development. Then four, I want you to dream bigger. I want you to get some big goals for this year. I want you to get, some big goals. Some people, I'm really for yourself, some big goals, and you put those goals up. Guys, I know we always talk about the dream boards and the affirmations, all of that, but put those things up in front of you. And then the fifth thing, this is the one that will help about 10 of you all overcome procrastination. I want you to announce your resolve to someone that you can't take your word back from. You look your baby girl in the eye and tell them, look, I'm going to be working hard over the next 90 days. You're going to have to eat some leftovers, and you may have to warm up a couple of things for yourself. But I promise you, this December, I'm going to take you on the Disney cruise. It's going to be worth it. You're going to have a real sweet 16. You make your promise. See, because you can lie to yourself. You can even lie to your EDs and your platinums. But you get that one person, and you announce that resolve. That's point five. Six, until you have a story, borrow a story. It's amazing the way that we don't like to talk of other people's success, but that's something that we always did in our organization. I told Darnell Self's story so much and so long until somebody began to tell my story. That's what you got to do. Until you have a story, borrow a story. Tell the more story. This is a lineage, a genealogy of wealth that has transferred from generation to generation. They've broken the curse of poverty off their family tree. You all in the Moore team have a story that you all aren't even telling. Six, seven, don't compare yourself to anyone. Don't compare yourself to anyone. For those of you on the line, my sponsor quit and my sponsor quit all within 8 weeks of me being in the business. What if I had compared myself to them? See, look. And some of you may be sitting there next to somebody, as I always say in my Super Saturday training, turn to the person that's next to you or text them and say, or text someone that's on this call. Text them. Even if you quit, I'm not going to quit. And now that I think about it, you're not on my dream board anyway. There you go. Right, right, right. Text that to somebody right now tonight. Text them. Even if you're quit, I'm not going to quit. And now that I think about it, you're not on my dream board anyway. Point number eight. I'm almost done. I only got three more points. Point number eight. We always say this here. I believe it when I see it. Right? Everybody say it. Right? Because we said it for years. I believe it when I see it. Right? I believe it when I see it. And that is so incorrect. That is wrong. It's wrong, and we have been told that for years. I believe it when I see it. No. You'll see it when you believe it. And if you don't have enough faith to believe it for yourself, then borrow our faith. Borrow the faith from the Moore team. Borrow the faith from Ken Moore, Randy Moore, Jeremy Moore. Borrow the faith from Chris Hughes and Jermaine Johnson. Then we see it for you. When you don't feel like a platinum, when you don't see ED, seems like nobody in the team is running with you, borrow our faith. See, my greatest fear was that one day I would quit, one day too soon. So you don't quit. And you borrow our faith if ever you begin to doubt. All right. Here's the last two. And act as if. It's to help you in your belief. And I remember the Mr. Self came to town here years ago, and he said, man, you're a manager? He said, man, you dress like an ED, you talk like an ED, you walk like an ED, you're always smiling. I said, yes, sir, because leaders don't ever have a moment to be down. And that's what leadership is. Leadership is like a duck in water. If you look above the water, the duck is cruising. But if you cut that screen and you look under the water, oh, I mean, they're paddling fast. And that's how people will follow you. Because the difference between a good leader and a great leader is that people don't follow great leaders just out of the curiosity of where they're going. So I don't ever let my team know I'm going through. I don't ever let the team know I'm going through hell sometimes. I don't let the team see me cry. I can't allow that because I got too many other people's dreams tied into me. People that haven't even joined to sign the associate agreement yet, they're coming. And if I walk and act as a leader, then God can trust me with those people that have yet to sign the associate agreement. So I don't ever do any of these calls without giving you an assignment. So your assignment, because this is actually a fourth quarter call, because we have from now to Thursday. And actually, I'm going to say Wednesday, but look here. I want everybody to go get 100 no's, 100 no's over the next 3 days. I'm going to take a liberty and adopt all of you as my team. I don't know what the assignment is, and, of course, that supersedes anything I say. Whatever the more say, you do that. But if I could add in something, as a trainer, I want you to go get 100 no's before the end of the month. You may have already gotten 25 or 50, but still, I want you to turn it up. I'm going to go do the same thing. And then here, what I want you to do is I want you to get off of this call, and I want you to go to work. You don't need to be on Facebook. You don't need to be talking to one another because you can't sign me up, and I can't sign you up. We need to go to the Walmart tonight. We need to go to the Wawa. I know some of y'all are on the East Coast. You need to go to the Wawa. I know it's cold out there, but I need you to go somewhere. And if you have not been true to your two exposures per day, I need you to do that tonight. You see, because, you see, the company has already began to rebrand itself. But the problem is that everybody thought that rebranding was going to do it for you. But see, it's time for you to brand yourself. You need to let every person know that you are a Legal Shield associate. You need to let everybody know that you have the best opportunity for sliced bread. And if everybody on your street does not know you're a Legal Shield associate, if every neighbor on your block, if every teacher or parent at your children's school, if they don't know, then now's the time to let them know. You need to brand yourself. Because if you don't get them, I will. I'll leave you like this. There's a story of the bumblebee and the scientists. Someone posed the question, how can a bumblebee fly so far and so fast? Because he has these small wings, and he's bottom heavy. There's no way a bumblebee could be able to fly so far and so fast. So for about a year, scientists, they dissected and they studied every form of the bumblebee. And after a year of careful observation, they came back with their most logical conclusion. They said, we have deduced that the bumblebee can fly so far and so fast because nobody ever told him that he couldn't. So guess what? I'm not going to tell you that you can't. I'm not even going to say anything else because I want you to get off of this call after the Moors are done, and all I want you to know is that you can do it. You can get this thing done. If your goal is Performance Club before the end of the month, you go do it. I'll be transparent. I got to give one more point. Hey, I got to go. Also, some of you on the call, you're going for Power 20. Then guess what? Like the bumblebee, I'm not going to tell you that you can. I'm going to tell you that you can. Then there's some of you that are requalifying or qualifying for executive director. Well, guess what? I'm not going to tell you that you can because I know you can. Other than that, I love you all. God bless you. I look forward to seeing all of you in Oklahoma City. For the Moore team, Ken, Randy, Jeremy, it's truly a pleasure. To the Pensons, everybody, I thank you. I love you to life. I don't love you to death. I love you to life. So y'all be blessed now. So bye-bye.
Listen, Jermaine, what a great, great, great motivation. You fired me up, man. I tell you what. I appreciate you. I pray God's blessings upon you. And, of course, our motto on our team is God first, family second, legal shield third. And what a great night we've had because of you and, of course, Chris Hughes. But you've brought us great joy, great knowledge. I hope that people listen very carefully. I hope they took notes or maybe recorded it because you did a fantastic job. We thank you so much for being our friend and what an honor it was to have you tonight. Randy?
Mr. Johnson, again, thank you for being on the call. You did an outstanding job. I took several pages of notes myself, and we look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City.
I'll be blessed. Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, I want to congratulate Gary and Deborah Sasso. While the call was going on, they actually were the 100th and 101st person to actually sign up for the breakout. So that contest has ended. But, again, all the people that are going to be at the convention, we ask them to still keep signing up for that breakout because I think there's only – space will be limited to 300 or 400. I'm not real sure just yet on that. But, again, congratulations to them for ending that contest.
Well, Randy, it was a great call tonight. And, of course, we still have three more days to go. They could be the most three important days of the whole month. I would like to say congratulations to the team again about last month. And, of course, this month is not what I want it to be because it never is. If we doubled, I wouldn't be satisfied, I guess. But we are ahead of last January, so we started this year off better than we did last January, which is always a good thing. And I see the momentum really picking up out in the field. I see recruiting picking up. And, of course, sales are certainly picking up. So all I guess we want to say tonight is thank you for being on. God bless you. Remember, God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and we'll be listening for you next time. God bless you and have a wonderful week.
And I remind everybody again, through the end of the month, which is just three more days, that you can still get win a mini iPad if you actually recruit two or more people and have sold at least five or more memberships. So make sure that you are involved with that contest before it ends. Good night, everyone.